bullying, but it's like, it's kind of just how secondary school or high school is. Like, everyone's always like throwing banter at each other here and there, but obviously some things do stick and some things do like cut a bit deeper. And it's like things like your appearance or like what you can or can't afford are the ones that are like, you can laugh it off in the moment, but it's like, it's still going to hit you. Like, you can try and throw like a little bit of like a joke back at that person, but it's still like, oh, like that there was truth in what they said. So it's like, that's what inspired me to be like, cool, like, if I can't afford to buy the Ralph Lauren polos and that now, I'm going to just make my own brand at some point. And that's what I aspire to do. And that's what brought the brand around, yeah.
How would you describe your brand?
I keep everything simple. I don't dress too loud myself. Everything I wear is pretty simple. I just like good colours and good patterns. So it's like, we've got the iconic smiley face tee, which is our trademark that we own. And that one sold at least like 200 plus units now. We've got sweatsuits, tracksuits, utility vests, beanies, sweatshirts, just lots of really like easy to wear stuff. However, this winter we've got some really cool stuff lined up that's a lot different. It's a lot new. It's new to what we've done before. It's different, and it's taking the brand another new direction again. Yeah, it's mainly tees and hoodies. Like, we've got Project Purify now, which is focusing on putting being sustainable at the core of the brand. So focusing on making clothes that actually don't impact the environment negatively. So we've got a hoodie that was made from recycled polyester and organic cotton, printed using water-based inks, therefore they're solvent-free, which is then packaged inside a box made from recycled card that is also completely recyclable as well. And that's Project Purify, just focusing on being sustainable, but also working with different up-and-coming male and female designers from across Europe. The second one was with a girl called Floor from Amsterdam, who also works in Nike as a graphic designer on a t-shirt, which is again printed using water-based inks, and it's also made from 100% organic Indian cotton.
Obviously, you're going to be exhibiting at London Fashion Week. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And I understand you're going to be exhibiting, you're going to focus on this sustainable fashion.
I'm now trying to put being sustainable at the core of the brand, because I realise that, one, how important it is in general for a company, whether you're in fashion, whether you're in food, whatever industry you're in, is very important to be sustainable as a brand. But I also realize that how polluting the fashion industry is as well, and that it's important for me as someone whose brand is looked up to by a lot of younger people, younger like being below 20 or even like between the ages 20 and 25, who in the next 10 to 20 years will be the ones leading our parliament, leading our governments, leading everything that we're doing, teaching our next generation children. And if they don't care about being sustainable, then it's going to be very tight for the up and coming people below them. So I find it's important that my brand, the W, should be showing kids that it's cool to be sustainable / ethical, so that they can then lead the way for those to come in the future as well.